Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Should you sell high on Shane Bieber? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Thursday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. I am Frank Sample, joined by Chris the Welsh. Let's talk about Shane Bieber, who on paper had a very strong start at the Yankees. 8 innings, 2 runs, 4 strikeouts. He did allow 2 home runs to the likes of Willie Calhoun and Jake Bowers. Also allowed a lot of hard contact in this one. Welsh, I am making the case that people should be looking to sell high on Shane Bieber right now. He's got a 2.96 ERA, a 1.07 whip. I know that all looks great. He has a career low in strikeout rate, career low in swinging strike rate, career low in BABIP, despite allowing more hard contact than ever before. I don't buy it. I think there's going to be major regression coming soon.
I am with you on that one. I think this is one of, there's not many of these, but there are these situations where these guys, they put up surface level stats that still work, that still make the case for who they could be. But we know underlying there are things that we should be worried about. EVs against have gone up. His fastball is getting hit a full mile per hour harder. His strikeout K percentage is 8% lower than it was last year. He has never had a K percentage under 20. It's at 17 right now. Also, his walk percentage is up from last year. He had velo and spin differences and changes, decreases from last year, and he made it work. It's happening again. He's making it work, but there are some bigger worrier issues, and that comes from the K and walk percentages to me, and that he is getting hit harder. 93 actually on the average EV, 4%, 116 max EV. Those are not great.
Yeah, if you're just not missing bats, you're allowing more contact, allowing more hard contact and more walks. It's just like eventually that is going to catch up to Shane Bieber. There's an old saying in fantasy baseball, there's no such thing as a pitching prospect. Well, we were reminded of that on Wednesday as Brandon Pfaadt got rocked in his debut, as did Gavin Stone, you know, two highly regarded pitching prospects. Brandon Pfaadt, 4 2/3, 7 earned runs, 4 homers allowed at the Texas Rangers. Gavin Stone, 4 innings, 5 runs, 4 of those earned, only 1 strikeout. Welsh, our hearts are broken. What did you see from Pfaadt and Gavin Stone, and what happens next?
Yeah, a big old broken heart I'm walking around with. Getting the Stone out of the way first. I was not impressed with either one of these guys. He was using the changeup more than the fastball through the majority of the game. He was starting to lose it. It was ineffective. His fastball was ineffective. That was actually kind of the key negative to both of the guys that pitched today. Their fastballs were ineffective. And the secondaries, his big secondary is the changeup, and it just wasn't working. It wasn't getting the whiffs. He just didn't look clean. And this kind of is representative of what happened in the minor leagues. Brandon Pfaadt, he has an incredible secondary pitch in his slider, and that thing was just flying across the zone, and he was getting whiffs on it, but his fastball was hittable. These guys were not missing on swings with it. He had 1 whiff on like 23 swings, yet he had 14 called strikes. So what that also tells you, these guys just weren't looking for that pitch. They were letting that fastball come in the zone because they were waiting for the changeup that he was getting hit hard on and the slider. He's got to get it fixed. He gave up 10 these pieces of contact. They weren't all hits. They were just 10 balls were hit 100 miles per hour or harder. That is crazy, crazy bad. And at last I had saw, I believe the slider and changeup both had an EV over 100 on them. So the bad contact, it is right in our face. He has a great slider. His command was off. He's got to change the mix. He does have a favorable matchup next week. So when you're talking about holding or getting rid of, I'm holding because he's going up against the Marlins and the Giants, but I am worried about him. And I don't know if Gavin Stone is going to be able to hold a spot anytime soon.
Yep. So Brandon Pfaadt is up to 66% rostered on CBS. You mentioned those should be matchups next week, the Marlins and the Giants. I'm with you. I think that I would be holding unless one of the Millers were available. Welsh, what do you do there? If Mason Miller or Bryce Miller is available, do you drop either or both Brandon Pfaadt or Gavin Stone for those names?
Yeah, I think you can. Like, how hard he got hit is really sticking with me. And I'm a huge Brandon Pfaadt guy. I got the sign back there. Everybody knows, like, I've attached myself with him. He led minors in strikeouts, but how hard he got hit is, and how this a team adjusted to him immediately. They didn't go after the fastball. They went after secondaries. That worries me about Brandon Pfaadt. I do believe he's the guy I bet on long-term. And like in the back of my mind, I still kind of think he could be better the whole season. But what that showed was very worrisome, where Bryce Miller looked phenomenal. The fastball was the exact opposite. Mason Miller has kind of proved who he is, though he's probably on the worst of all of these teams. I think I wouldn't probably second guess in a redraft. Just go with the Miller guys. Feel confident, because I think there's some ups and downs for Brandon Pfaadt until it gets right, where those guys might just kind of settle in.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!